There sprang up in modern Kastrelivke new and forward-looking clubs, organizations, if you will, societies for art, language, and culture. We could just throw a passing glance at these groups, of which there were two of each in the new Kastrelivke. For instance, concerning language, there was a group of Yiddishists and a group of Hebraists. Now, the one could not bear the sight of the other, nor stand the mention of the other's name. There was the choral society, Ha-Zamir, which had broken into two groups. One called themselves the flute, and the other the trumpet. And they were at daggers with each other, quite ready to eliminate each other. And then there were two progressive schools, aggressive, really, each with murder in its eye, and then the two Yiddish theaters. And if not for fear of God and the Tsar, they'd have burned each other's buildings down to the ground one night. There were two publishing houses, each ready to swallow its rival, boots and all. And moreover, there existed two literary clubs, two dramatic societies, two emigrant societies, many other sorts of groups. It was really two of each. It was all for the sake of the village's old plague, unbridled competition. It was just impossible to stamp out this ancient Kastrelivke heritage. If one fine morning a person cut the nose off his face, by the next day there would be two noseless persons in town. You can bet your life. Does that make any sense, you say? Well, of course it does. If it pays him to cut off his nose, it will pay me to do so also. And just as there were two of everything in Kastrelivke, there were two Yiddish newspapers.
The skull cap
and the bowler hat.
Naturally, the skull cap was the traditional, old-fashioned daily for the Orthodox.
And the bowler hat was the modern radical gazette of the progressive elements.
And even the mottos of these two competing papers served quick notice of their policies.
In large letters, the skullcap devoted itself to God and the public.
The editor of the bowler hat placed his own name in equally large print and boldly asserted, "I'm here, it's all here."
When were these two organs founded? Which is the oldest? Now, that's hard to say, because each one proclaimed himself...
The oldest.
And...
The only Yiddish paper.
In Kastrelivke. And ignored, disregarded, and never so much as mentioned, God forbid, the other's name. But if there was no choice, and one had to denounce, defame, and damn the other...
Then the skullcap would call its rival the battered bowler hat.
And the bowler hat would call its opponent the moldy numbskull cap.
For the most part, though, they approached the problem undercover, avoiding the mention of their competitor's name. For example, let us say the bowler hat wanted to talk about its neighbor without printing its name. Instead of saying skull cap, it would think up an alphabetic acrostic like this.
That asinine, beggarly, drunken, envious, feeble, galling, hair-splitting, idiotic, jagged, knee-bending, leprous, mangy, nefarious, ossified, provocating, querulous, rabble-rousing, skimpy, tottering, ugly, venomous, wayward, xenophobic, yellowing, zigzagging rag, whose name we don't even want to mention.
That was a grand success in Kastrelivke, and the copies sold like hotcakes. Everyone repeated this Aleph Beis until he had it memorized.
Ot der Evjoin, der Batlin, der Gruberjung, der Dolphin, der Hund, der Witzid Kosho, der Zoilil Vesivenik, der Chotzef, der Tintler, der Yudlak, der Kelev Shabaklovim, der Leidegeier, der Musser, der Nudnik, der Swolach, der Amoretz, der Provokator, der Feulach, der Zoras, der Captain, der Rette, der Scheute, der Terach.
Naturally, this stung the skullcap to the quick, and it came out with its alphabetic answer the next morning.
We have read the Aleph Beis of that ass, bastard, coward, dunce, eel, fool, garbage peddler, hound dog, inquisitor, jellyfish, knave, liar, miser, nihilist, ox, pagan, quack, reptile, scandalmonger, terrorist, unmentionable, villain, wastrel, Xerxes, yokel, and zoo of a paper. But we're not answering, for we have no desire to defile our pens.
The Kastrilevkare reader.
Ot dem Oisvor, dem Bodjung, dem Ganef, dem Dovracher, dem Hultai, dem Vovkelake, dem Julik, dem Chazer, dem Trefniak, dem Jungach, dem Kolbeinik, dem Ligner, dem Mamzer, dem Nachal, dem Skandalist, dem Azazpunen, dem Parch, dem Zörer HaYehudim, dem Krecher, dem Roshe, dem Terach Senekel.
The Kastrilevkare reader prefers just this sort of literature more than anything. I couldn't believe that I was home.